Mpato Cry for Zambia urges continued dialogue on repatriation of former President Lungu's remains. Campaign Salome calls for depoliticization of loans under JRZ programs. And Togo leader's sister-in-law arrested after calling for end to family rule. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. Battle Cry for Zambia founder Apostle O'Brien Mayambu has called on the family of the late former president and government to continue engaging in dialogue over the repatriation of his remains. Apostle Mayambu said the ultimate outcome of the current impasse should be peace and reconciliation, stressing the importance of both parties working together. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Apostle Mayambu noted that meaningful dialogue can only take place if both sides are willing to cooperate. The church remains confident that the matter can be resolved amicably, with the family providing guidance on how the repatriation of the body will be undertaken, said Apostle Mayambu. He further appealed to Zambians to continue praying for both the Lungu family and government as they seek closure on the matter.
We also want to encourage the Lungu family to continue in dialogue with the government. If possible, agreements to be done outside. As Battle Cry for Zambia, we also want to urge all Zambians to remain peaceful and calm.
President Hakainde Hichilema says government will continue investing in income-generating avenues, such as provincial investment expositions, to promote development across all the 10 provinces. The head of state said this upon arrival at Kapululu Airstrip in Chinsali district of Muchinga province today, where he will officiate at the Muchinga Province Expo. President Hichilema emphasized the importance of each province contributing uniquely to the country's economic growth based on their comparative advantages. The creation of investments in the provinces will enable the country broaden its revenue base, which will in turn allow government to continue funding key sectors such as health and free education, said President Hichilema. He further stressed that job creation remains a top priority for his administration as government continues opening up all the 10 provinces for investment opportunities.
We are on the drive to develop our economy, broad and more broad of our economy, so that we can create jobs for Nigeria. We can create business opportunities for people, and also we can generate treasury income so that we can continue supporting free education. So we can continue supporting health, infrastructure, and also indeed many other sectors. This is the message for why we are here, the core message.
Kamfinsa Member of Parliament Christopher Kangombe has called for the depoliticization of loan disbursements under government programs to improve accountability and repayment rates. Mr. Kangombe pointed to initiatives such as the Constituency Development Fund CDF loans component and the Citizens Economic Empowerment Commission CEC as examples where political involvement in the selection of beneficiaries should be eliminated. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. Kangombe said the current practice where members of parliament reviews lists of successful applicants creates a perception among beneficiaries that political influence determines loan approvals. When beneficiaries know that politicians have a role to play in the selection process, they tend to be reluctant in repaying, said Mr. Kangombe. He added that this perception contributes to high levels of loan defaults across the country. Mr. Kangombe has since proposed that loan awards should be handled by independent, non-political actors to ensure fairness, transparency, and improved repayment compliance. He further advised the Minister of Small and Medium Enterprise Development, Elias Mubanga, to refrain from officiating at loan awarding ceremonies, warning that such involvement reinforces the perception of political interference.
But the problem is that when people are applying, they know that the pronouncement was done by this politician. Second problem, I've seen the minister officiate at the handover of the same booster loans. I've seen him in Northern Province. I've seen him in different parts of Zambia to go and explain the government policy. Now, that very explanation is the problem. The fact there's a sense of entitlement. If I'm a voter and I'm looking at this politician who is the minister announcing booster loans and saying 500 beneficiaries will be given tomorrow, How do people have the desire to pay back? So,
governance expert Brevna Changala has expressed the disappointment over tribal remarks allegedly made by Road Transport and Safety Agency RTSA Chief Executive Officer Emon Mwemba in a viral audio recording. In the recording, which has circulated widely on social media, Mr. Mwemba is purported to have said that only people from Southern Province would occupy senior and other positions at the agency. But speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Changala said it was unfortunate that such statements are emerging at a time when the country is working to combat tribal divisions. It is unfortunate that this is happening at a time when the country is highly divided along tribal lines, either factually or through perceptions created by the conduct and behavior of the UPND leadership, said Mr. Changala. He called on government to thoroughly investigate the matter, noting that similar remarks once landed former Patriotic Front PF member of the Central Committee Chimba Kambwili in jail and should not be treated differently. Meanwhile, Mr. Changala has appealed to President Hakainde Hichilema to convene a national indaba on tribalism to help resolve the deepening divisions. He emphasized the need for an honest national conversation, adding that the nation cannot be divided any further.
The chosen one. The police will not even confirm or deny as to whether they are investigating that matter. Because to them, it's an isolated incident of a rogue member of a certain tribe. We need the president to close the divide.
In African news, a former defense minister and vocal critic of Togo's government, Margaret Nakande, has been arrested, according to security sources. Nakande, the sister-in-law of long-serving leader Florian Nsimbe, recently called for his resignation and urged the military to stand with the people in ending decades of dynastic rule. She was arrested for serious acts, including her recent public appearance, a police source told the AFP news agency. Local media reported that she was arrested by security forces at her home in the capital Lome on Wednesday. Coming up shortly, French Union strike against austerity, pressuring Macron. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Make Christian Voice News your global link.
And now for the rest of the news. Teachers, train drivers, pharmacists and hospital staff went on strike and teenagers blocked their high school in France on Thursday as part of a day of protest against looming budget cuts. Unions are calling for the previous government's fiscal plan to be scrapped, for more spending on public services, higher taxes on the wealthy, and for the reversal of an unpopular change making people work longer to get a pension. In Paris, many metro lines were said to be suspended for most of the day, except for morning and afternoon rush hour. Pupils also gathered to block the entrances to some schools. Macron and his newly appointed Prime Minister Sebastian Lecornu are under pressure from Parliament over the likely budget cuts and from investors concerned about the deficit in the Eurozone's second largest economy.
Sports update.
Atletico Madrid manager Diego Simeone regrets clashing with Liverpool supporters at the end of their dramatic Champions League open at Anfield, but says they were sparked by insults. After Reds captain Virgil van Dijk scored a 92nd minute winner in their 3-2 victory, Simeone reacted after he appeared to be goaded by a small number of home fans. The Argentine complained to the fourth official with a number of stewards positioned between him and the Liverpool supporters. Simeone had to be dragged away from the scene and continued his protests before he was sent off and walked off down the